I'm not sure, but I'm told the following story is true. A friend of mine emailed it to me the other day. He knows how I feel about my PC. Recently, at a big computer expo, Bill Gates reportedly compared the computer industry with the auto industry. He said, "If General Motors had kept up with technology like the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that got 1,000 miles to the gallon." General Motors had a swift reply. In a press release, GM said that if it had developed technology like Microsoft, we would all be driving cars with the following 10 characteristics. 1. For no reason whatsoever, your car would crash twice a day. 2. Every time they repainted the lines on the road, you would have to buy a new car. 3. Occasionally, your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You would have to pull over to the side of the road, close all of the windows, shut off the car, restart it, and open the windows before you could continue. For some reason, you would simply accept this. 4. Occasionally, executing a maneuver such as a left turn would cause your car to shut down and refuse to restart, in which case you would have to reinstall the engine. 5. Macintosh would make a car that was powered by the sun, was reliable, 5 times as fast, and twice as easy to drive. But it would run on only 5% of the roads. 6. The oil, water temperature, and alternator warning lights would all be replaced with a single warning light that said, "This car has performed an illegal operation." 7. The airbag system would ask, "Are you sure?" before deploying. 8. Occasionally, for no reason whatsoever, your car would lock you out and refuse to let you in until you simultaneously lifted the door handle, turned the key, and grabbed hold of the radio antenna. 9. Every time a new car was introduced, car buyers would have to learn how to drive all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as the old car. And 10. You would have to press the start button to turn the engine off. Happy computing, dear listener. Happy driving, too. This is Les O'Coin.